I'll continue to see John. Maybe I'll also continue to see Jack and Jack and Jill. And
Jill,
this guy is like a big wine. He actually is a sommelier. Like, he has a certification.
A sommelier.
How do you pronounce it?
Sommelier.
Sommelier. Sure.
He's a sommelier.
He's a sommelier.
There's no way this is as good as it gets.
Probably good to start.
What is in that coffee?
Mine?
Your coffee looks like...
Did you put cinnamon on it?
It looks like a mud puddle.
It's cinnamon. So Colby took me to this place, and I've been obsessed with it. It's called Kona Coffee Roasters, and I only drink iced Americanos, and they make the best iced Americano. And you know it's a good iced Americano. The second I saw it, I literally was like yapping to Colby for minutes and minutes and minutes after. Many minutes were spent yapping to Colby about how amazing I knew this iced Americano was going to be before I even tasted it. Because if you get an iced Americano and the foam, like the espresso foam, sits on the top of the ice cubes, that means it's like really, really good fresh espresso.
Oh,
and I
cool.
saw it and there was like... the thickest film. Film is such like a negative connotation word, though, I feel like now. Like, film sounds gross.
Yeah, it does.
But there was a film of espresso foam on top. Or what did I call it before? I think espresso foam,
you
right?
You called it that. Yeah, yeah. That tracks.
Of espresso foam on top. And so I've been obsessed with going to this place ever since. Although I will say they make a really small iced Americano, which is also how you know it's good. Because the bad iced Americanos are the ones that they put too much water in it.
Quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. You're so right. But I need to like really savor it. So I only take little sips at a time. But anyways, I doused this one in cinnamon powder because I like cinnamon powder on my iced Americanos.
I see.
Which is why it looks like a mud puddle, because the cinnamon mixed with the espresso foam.
Made it dark.
And then it hardened to the top of the lid. And that is what you're seeing.
Science rules.
Anyways.
And there you have it. Okay, Bill
and
Nye.
That's all I got for you.
It's just cinnamon. Yeah. So in other words, it's cinnamon.
Nothing's easy with me.
Minutes and minutes and minutes later.
Don't ask me a question unless you want a really long
answer.
Don't
ask a question you don't want to know the answer to.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
I have
you.
To tell the people a story.
I'm so happy for you. Is Kona healing your illness?
Oh my God.
Adam's very sick.
No. I am not
You're better
sick
now.
Anymore. I went to Barry's this morning.
Okay, you're better now.
I am feeling You triggered that. You triggered that. I literally have never been sicker in my entire life. The one year I didn't get a flu shot. I mean, I didn't go to the doctor, so I'm not actually positive what I had. But I have never been sicker for like 7 days straight.
This virus is going around, and I meant to send you this TikTok breaking down the day by day because it's what you had.
Well, it's the day by day.
You were sick before, and you said that it felt like you had knives in your throat and whatever. So it's like a 2 week long virus where it starts where you have like a little bit of a scratchy throat, like you're not sure if you're coming down with something, whatever. And then by like day three, it feels like you have daggers in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get really congested. And then basically it's a very slow progression of like getting more and more sick and more exhausted. And then also not really sleeping that well, mm-hmm. even though you're so exhausted. And then by day 13 or 14, you don't even realize it, but like you feel much better.
Wait,
because like you barely feel better each day.
I totally forgot that I had the first part of that. Like, yeah. I had forgotten that I had those couple of days where I was like, wait, Colby, my throat literally feels like there's knives in it.
Yeah, I feel like you've been sick a lot.
But then since
you returned from your traveling, I feel like you've been sick.
I'm just not, I don't do well being sick. Like
Yeah, you don't like to be immobile.
No.
You don't like to not be productive. I mean, I was going to say who doesn't, but you know, some people I guess don't. But like, you know, I feel like when you're accustomed to such a high activity lifestyle, being sick is like the ultimate inconvenience.
No, the ultimate. I mean, even when my throat was like hurting, I was like, I'm still fine though. Like my throat hurts, but
down.
I can still do things.
You have to do nothing. You have to literally just sleep because that's like the only thing that helps.
That's what I was telling Adam. And then he would complain about being sick. And I was like, I'm not giving you sympathy or advice anymore because he's like, I need to just deny that I'm sick. I'm going to the gym. And I was like, you need to lay in bed.
Yeah. And it, patient zero infecting everyone at the gym.
That's what I said.
You kidding me?
I would also, when you went on the Amtrak, I was like, I would actually murder you. Like, there would be murder.
That one was bad, but I was at home and I was so ill. But I was still like, I think I'm like fine to kind of move around and do things. And my sickness didn't really hit me, honestly, until I was on that Amtrak on the way back to the city. Because on Friday night, my parents were going to drive me back to the city on Friday. But then they were like, eh, like, you seem like kind of bad. Like, do you want to host us in the city? And I was like, honestly, no, like, I don't want
to
do anything.
Oh, I forgot your parents were going to come back with you to the city.
They were going
to
come back with me to the city because my dad doesn't see my apartment yet. Or Colby and I's apartment, I should say. And so Friday is when it really started to hit me that I started being really sick. But I was like, I need to get the fuck out of Maryland. Like, I was convinced that Maryland was making me sicker. I was like, I need the good, polluted New York air. I need my tap water. Like, something about Maryland was making me worse.
It's kind of crazy that you fled your parents' home when they could have, like, taken care of you.
You
like wanted to be alone. Like, I would have been the opposite. I would have been like, I'm extending my trip by a week.
Oh my god, no.
I'm laying in bed, my mom's gonna wait on me hand and foot.
I also, when I'm at home, actually, when I got home for Thanksgiving, I started having actual trauma flashbacks to last holiday when I got the flu.
Yeah.
And I've never been sicker in my entire... I literally got in my bed and I was like, oh my God, I cannot get sick.
You just
like
feel that weak.
Legitimately ever again. But when I'm at home, I feel more comfortable laying in bed and not doing anything than in my apartment.
Right.
Oh my God, it made me even more antsy being at home.
Because there's so much going on outside.
My mom literally was like, you need to change your train. Like, you need to stay here and rest. Yeah. And I was like, no, I need to be back in the city right now.
You're so weird for that.
But I was so right. I got back to the city. I was bedridden the entire time. I mean, first of all, I got back to the city on Friday night. So I took a train Friday night, 7:30 p.m. Could not move on the train. Like, literally, I was like, my mom was texting me. She was like, are you okay? And I was like, I literally think I'm going to die. And I
What is with you? Sorry to interrupt. What is with you and trains and feeling ill? Because the last story we heard was in Japan on the bullet train and you... literally
you
died.
You bring your illnesses on the train.
What is with you? Adam gets sick on trains.
And goes on the train.
Adam gets sick, he goes, perfect.
Public transportation.
Time to take a train.
Perfect. I'm going to be on the train for the next
I know. Oh my God. People are going to be so mad at me for being on the train when I was like, knew I was deathly ill. And I feel bad about that. But honestly, everybody on the train around me was coughing too.
Don't worry. When I took the train back as well, everyone was coughing around me. And I'm like, great, I'm next. I'm literally next. I was hand sanitizing so aggressively.
I'm about to bring back my COVID-19 mask.
My hands are going to fall off. I've been hand sanitizing so much.
That's what I'm saying. I got on the train and I was with familiar people. Okay. Everybody around me was coughing. And I was like, I knew it.
You were with familiar people?
Everybody was sick.
Oh, I thought you meant you knew them.
No. We were brethren because they were also sick.
You were kin.
We were kin.
Kin.
They were all coughing too. And I was like, I knew it. Everybody else needed to get out of Maryland too. Everybody knew that Maryland was making them sicker. They needed to get back to the city. But I got back to the city and I guess it happened. Sorry. I guess it happened to be the night of the Knicks game. And I think the Knicks won. And so I got back to the city and I'm in Penn Station. And I was like, I will take the most expensive Uber. I don't care if it's $100. And Colby and I don't live that far from Penn Station. Like, normally I would just walk from Penn Station because it's a mile. And I was like, obviously I'm not walking. It was like 20 degrees. And so I go to call an Uber. And because the Knicks had played that night, it was so busy in that area that no Ubers could get to Penn Station.
Shut up.
So I literally was standing on top of my suitcase like this, like, Alex is calling me being like, do you want me to call you a car? I'm like, I've tried to call 16 Ubers, like no Uber is coming to get me. And I was like, I think I need to go find my way to the subway, even though I couldn't walk, couldn't speak.
Oh my God.
Couldn't breathe.
Oh my God.
I literally thought I was going to die in Penn Station.
Not the place you want to go.
I'm not even getting an Uber. It took 45 minutes. I eventually was like, I'm just calling one and I'm going to sit here and hope I don't die. Basically.
Why didn't you go to the taxi stand?
Cause I couldn't walk.
That's terrible.
And I couldn't go outside because every time I went outside, I couldn't breathe because it was so cold and it was triggering my asthma. I've never been more miserable. When I finally got home, I like if Colby saw the state of our apartment when I got home, I literally walked into the door, stripped all my clothes off. They were all over the floor. I like crawled into the shower.
Oh my
eventually
God.
Crawled into bed. I didn't leave my bed for 36 hours.
You needed that.
I've never done that. I couldn't walk. I couldn't get up.
That is the best possible thing you could have done for yourself. But I'm like,
and I
very
was miserable.
It like breaks my heart to know that you were alone during that.
I know.
Don't do that again.
No, guys, I needed to be because I'm convinced that being in Colby and I's apartment and being in my own bed, like, healed me. Like, I needed.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been bedridden at home in Maryland. The other thing I was worried about is I have a really bad work week this week. And the thought of, like, extending my trip in Maryland, even, like, staying Sunday and Monday and then coming back to the city on Monday and then going straight into the work week.
Yeah, it was worse than just. And, like, not
being convinced that I would have recovered because I also wasn't sleeping well in Maryland.
Okay. You know what? I see. I also see the side of, like, being here when, like, literally none of us, like, no one was really here.
Yeah, it's not like I had, like, FOMO or anything. There, like,
exactly. You know? No, that's exactly it, because I think that would have, like, gotten you. Like, it made you feel like you need to be, like, out doing things. Like, oh, Colby's on a walk. Like, oh, fuck, I should probably go with her, even though you literally can't walk.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And also for me, like, now that we've lived in the city for, I don't know, 7-8 years, like, I feel like New York feels like more home to me just because it's like more recent. And also my parents don't live in my childhood home anymore. So it doesn't like feel like my
that is true.
Bedroom. So in my head, I was like, I need to get back to my bed is like my viewpoint of being that L.
I get that.
So anyways, that's a very this long is story our home. Of me being deathly ill.
I'm glad that you're on the mend.
We're on the mend.
We survived the New York plague that is going around. I have noticed. I've been hearing people hacking.
The people are hacking.
Tis people the have season. Been hacking the for a while.
You know, some people hack and they don't cover their mouth. I'm like, who raised you? Seriously.
No, that's not good.
How have you gotten through life this far without covering your mouth when you cough?
I literally sound like a chihuahua. But I will say, I'm only coughing right now, not because I'm sick, because of my asthma.
Yeah.
Okay. My issue right now is the asthma.
He cranked his inhaler out right before we started.
Oh, yeah. I've been inhaling.
I think you have an upper respiratory infection or virus, which is probably triggering that. Well, it's probably a combination of both.
For sure. But I'm better now. Okay. We can move. We can speak. We can walk.
I don't know why you wouldn't just go to the doctor, though, just like for one more check. Because
I was just gonna say, I was improving. So I was kind of like, if I'm improving, and I track my Oura Ring metrics like by like every single thing, and all my shit was improving basically. So I was like, why would I go to the doctor if I'm improving?
If you have a virus, they can't give you anything.
Yeah, they would.
And he already has an inhaler.
Yeah.
They would prescribe me an inhaler and like DayQuil basically.
I'm always down to go to the doctor. I always just feel so safe there. I'm like,
cannot really. I hate the
doctor. You know things I don't know. Like, I love the doctor.
Every time I go to the doctor, they tell me something I don't want to hear.
Medicine. I love knowing that they can sometimes give me something that's going to fix it like that.
No, I'm not interested in being fixed. If something's wrong with me, don't want to know about it. Just want to continue. My body's strong. My body will fight it off.
As long as you're improving.
No, we are so much better. We are in such good spirits.
I like am really reaching a point where I think next year what I'm gonna ask for Christmas and my birthday is Pronovo.
What's that?
The full body scan.
I've been wanting it for so long.
I literally thought that was a new form of Ozempic or something, and I was like, Colby.
Oh my god,
we can't say that.
No, it's like what the Kardashians do. Like everyone does the Pronovo scan, and they get like a full body scan.
But like. Literally, Girl Boss Town got it and found, I think, like a tumor or like a mass or something. And there's so many things that it can discover or going on.
It's like the $3,000 one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get
that. It kind of looks like an MRI machine. Like
it is.
Like,
it's a full body MRI.
It like puts you under there. MRIs are freaky, though. It's the like claustrophobia. I really have hated every time I've gotten an MRI.
I will say I've only gotten one once, and it was when I got that surgery earlier this year. And they let me flip around and do the other side, so I didn't have to like have my head go in basically. And it felt a lot better.
I got one time, but yeah, my head didn't have to go in either because it was on my back.
It was a head MRI for me, so I had to be in there. That's when they thought. When I had my Lyme disease situation, and they were like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl?
Yeah.
Mine was from a horseback riding incident.
Horse girl.
Yeah. Never horse forget. No. That was actually really scary.
Oh.
I got Reiki.
Reiki?
Yeah. They do. It's like holistic, like healing.
Oh.
But I literally, they were doing construction. If you do horseback riding, you're familiar, but on the indoor arenas that you go in the winter, it's typically like metal on the outside, and somebody like legit slammed a ladder into into the metal, and I was going to jump over a jump on the horse that I was riding, and it got scared and threw me off into the wooden jump. And they, like, legit thought that I was going to be paralyzed, but I was fine.
Thank God.
Thank God.
It, like, was going forward and then all of a sudden, like, flipped and, like, turned around and ran off to the side.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, so scary.
That's freaky.
No, I'm not interested in that. That's scary as hell.
Adam hates horses.
I do hate horses. Well, I'm deathly allergic, as we know.
Oh, my God.
That's my one weakness, my kryptonite.
That would set you over the edge right now.
Oh, no. If a horse is in here, dead.
I mean, we have
Don't
so
even
call many,
the ambulance because I won't survive.
So many horses just lurking.
Do we?
Where do I hide a horse in here?
Yeah.
Okay. Where? Look around. Well, question. I'm glad that we're here all together again after a week off, after a somewhat restful Thanksgiving for
a holiday.
Some of us.
It was not restful. Don't get it twisted.
And we're back here with Match Made. I feel like we should do the introduction before we forget.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how are we doing?
Pretty darn good. Today was Spotify Wrapped release day.
I'm a 21-year-old, just like I knew.
Colby's age is 21. I am 36 based on my listening habits. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Wait, did it actually say 36
for you? It said 36, yes.
That is crazy.
But you know what? 36-year-olds, I feel like when you're 36, like you've refined taste, you know? I have said that I feel like I'm going to peak when I'm in my 50s and 60s.
I think you said 60s.
Oh, 60s.
Or 70s.
I think I said 60s because...
You wanted to be a grandparent.
I feel like 70s, your body starts to kind of like fail a little bit, like your knees hurt, you know? So I'm going with 50s.
40s for me.
I hate to say it though. I feel like the people who peak in their 50s or 60s are the ones that like have a second chance at life though and like end up breaking up with their significant other and
like
run the nursing home.
What do you mean? Like divorce?
You're not in a nursing home when you're in your 50s and 60s.
No, you're in like a retirement community.
No, you're not.
In your 60s,
65, no, I feel like, right?
You're I'm thinking like 70s, 80s. Okay, you're right. 50s and 60s, that's okay for you.
Yeah, but I'm more so saying like Ina Garten, okay? I was yesterday at the nail salon. They always put on stuff on the TV when I'm getting my nails done. And shockingly, I got the exact same color that I had before because I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
The most me thing ever. Anyway, watching the TV, Ina Garten is cooking. It's like an Ina Garten special.
She's whipping something up.
On Food Network. And Ina Garten, first of all, listeners, if you have not read her book, even if you don't like really care about cooking or things like that, her memoir is the best memoir I have ever read. Oh. Crazy. This woman, like she worked at the government. I forget exactly what she did, but she was like in DC working for the government, like for the White House, something like that. And then she decides, she's like, she was reading the newspaper. She decides to just buy sight unseen like bakery / store in the Hamptons. She's like, I see this listing. I'm just going to use all of my savings, quit my job, buy this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't really know how to cook that well, but I'm going to be a chef. And she just does it. It's like the most inspiring story. Definitely get her book. But that being said, she like completely reinvented herself like multiple times throughout her life and became like the most successful version of herself in her 50s and like 40s, 50s, 60s. And she is so effortlessly chic. Every time I see her, she's just like always so happy, full of life, has a house in Paris and travels and eats good food. And I want to be Ina Garten pretty much. That's like what I want to be when I grow up.
At this gala a few weeks ago, they were auctioning off a private tour of her garden in the Hamptons, I think.
Shut the fuck up. And you didn't buy it for me?
I wasn't at the gala. This guy I know was, but he was telling me.
This guy I know?
Yeah, this guy, that guy. AKA the
John?
John. The gala where he met, what's
the
his
Minetta
name?
The Minetta Tavern
Minetta
guy.
Minetta Tavern guy.
And it all comes full
but
circle.
But he was texting me about them raffling off this private tour of Ina Garten's garden in the Hamptons.
I kid you not, if I met Ina Garten, I would die. Like,
did you meet Martha?
Never met Martha. I was not invited to any of those events. I'm like, you guys, these are my ladies. This is who I'm going to be my best self when I am their age. Okay. I'm just going to say
that for you.
I'm just going to say it.
I really think my 40s are my time.
I think so too. Colby's going to do well in her 40s for sure.
I am.
I know. It's funny because when we are these ages that we're referring to, we're going to look back on the ages we are right now and be like, oh, that was my prime. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm in my prime right now, though.
I don't either.
You know?
Really?
I mean, I think I'm like doing great. Like, you know, I love
I'm definitely my life not currently. My prime. Like, there's no way this is as good as it gets.
That's so dark. What do you mean? We just moved in together. Honestly, most of your life is spent with me. Damn.
Not like that. I mean, like,
yeah.
With my, I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
Aesthetics, everything.
The box is checked that you want to have checked.
Yeah.
For you to feel like you're, yeah.
Well, we're about to enter a whole new era.
Yeah.
Next year.
Oh, you're very excited to be 30.
You mean like the new year? Or, oh, yes. Okay. 30s. Turning 30. Sorry. I'm already there. So.
Yeah.
I'm past that. The Forbes 30 under 30 thing was announced yesterday. And I'm like, well, missed that.
You could do 40 under 40.
I'm like, you know what? So that's okay.
That's okay.
Didn't make Forbes 30 under 30, but I'm also like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I feel like I have time to do the thing that like I'm known for. You know,
10 more years.
Everyone still has time to do the thing that they're like, oh, that's Katie Bellotti.
That's my thing.
And she's known for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
40 under 40 could be your time.
Yeah, or honestly, Forbes doesn't need to know who I am. Like, that's okay.
But if you want them to,
I still get a good night's sleep knowing that
Forbes doesn't know you.
Forbes doesn't know me. Well, apart from last night, because we have a massive leak in our ceiling and it kept me up all night long. But apart from that.
Is that what you're going to be known for?
The leak in my ceiling?
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Hopefully the ceiling doesn't cave in and cause a hole in Chelsea in the ground. But apart from that.
I can't even imagine you walking into the apartment and seeing the ceiling.
No, it's so disappointing.
Oh, you know what? Got home from Thanksgiving, was so excited to be home because I cleaned this apartment before I left, okay?
Because you made it nice.
I'm hosting a gift exchange tonight. Of course. Like, you know, I hardly have people over. And of course, the week that I have like people over, there's a hole in our ceiling.
Right.
Of course. But I walk in and I was so excited to like see, and like I bought some new antique things when I was home in Maryland. So I was excited to like put them in their rightful spot. I walk into the bedroom. Hole in the ceiling, plaster falling down, literally strings of plaster coming, like raining down from the ceiling, actively leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So
that's tough.
Anyway, but you know what? It's going to be resolved. And my landlord is so sweet and he is trying his best. And right before Thanksgiving, he dropped off all of this Korean food for us as like a Thanksgiving gift. He gave us like all of this like, he ordered it from Korea, like foods, snacks, candy.
Wait, love.
Left it outside our door. I'm like, you can do no wrong in my mind. And he's going to fix it. But alas.
Alas. Alas, you're feeling the ceiling is falling apart. That's okay.
It's okay.
I'm convinced it will be fixed for you.
It is what it is, you know? It is what it is.
And times like these, I love being a renter. Imagine having to foot that bill, coming home to that and having to pay for somebody to come
No. Fix that would ceiling. Send me over the edge because that'd be like $1,000 bill minimum and I'd be
I'm all set to continue renting.
No, I know. That was like the time where I was like, thank God.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, rent is throwing money down the toilet. And then sometimes I'm like, to be honest, I'd probably be spending this much on home improvements.
Yeah.
Or like fixing things in my home that I own.
But I guess that does technically add to the resale if you own it, right? Redo the kitchen adds to the resale value.
Yeah. I don't know. Now that I've seen like Alex buy the apartment and like all the costs that go into owning an apartment, it is honestly so substantial.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
my roots are planted.
Kobe and I are never leaving the apartment.
You guys are never leaving. You're never
perfect.
Moving.
No. It's literally perfect. It's central, it's rent controlled, it's everything that we need.
Yeah, I'm all set.
I will say when I was alone though and Kobe wasn't in the apartment, every single night I was like, I wonder if this is the night that somebody breaks in and I just go, you know. I'm always convinced that our apartment is gonna be the one that somebody breaks into. I don't know why.
That's so bizarre.
We'd literally probably be the last one.
The last possible option.
But for some reason, I feel like a burglar would like go all the way to the top and then be like, oh, this is as far as I can go. And then they'd, you know.
Work their way down?
Maybe.
That's like the burglar strategy.
Or they'd break in through the roof and then we'd be the first.
I just don't what are they doing? That happening.
Taking
the
helicopter?
The door is locked.
What are they doing? Being dropped out of a helicopter and then they're going through the roof?
I think about it every night I go to bed.
I feel so much safer in this apartment than I did my last.
That's insane. You lived in a huge building.
You lived exactly. That's interesting.
The last apart, there were so many people in and out of my last building. Like, you never knew who was in there. There were constantly delivery people, like, going in and out.
I guess,
like,
that is a good place to hide in plain sight when there's so many people. If you were
so many people,
a suspicious person.
Fair.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Like, our building hardly has anybody else in it. So it's just like, okay.
True.
It's just us.
Just us.
I want to get, like, a door camera.
Like, you camera. Can't install them. Like, a Ring.
Why?
You can't. As a renter, I think there's, like, regulations.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my landlord.
Yeah, I think if you ask permission. But it's something with, like, the hard wiring.
Hmm. Katie wants to see all of her neighbor's guests that try to break into her apartment.
Well, but I just want to...
he should have cameras in the hallway.
I think he does. But, like, I'm nosy. I personally would, like... You know what? I've never actually seen the neighbors that live all the way up, like, all the way.
Hmm.
Up in the rafters.
I know who it is.
I've not the one right above.
No, I know. No, I know who the one above is too.
Oh, you've met them?
Well, I know of them.
You've met my neighbor. I would just like to see what they look like. You know, I'm just a little nosy. Maybe I'll just ask my landlord for the feed. For like the live.
You should.
Camera feed. Anyway, I digress.
I wonder what his apartment looks like. Is it the same layout as yours too?
Who?
All the way at the top.
All the way at the top? Once again, not sure.
Don't know.
Probably same layout, though, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just asked if we wanted to renew, and we said yes, although they are raising the rent.
A lot?
But 3%.
Oh,
that's standard, bad. I think.
Yeah.
With, like, inflation, right?
I don't know. Slow. Not bad.
So we're doing it.
Love that.
We're doing
your
the thing.
Your roots are also planted.
My roots are planted mostly because the thought of moving. Like, you have to weigh the thought. Like, the stress of moving, the stress of staying put. Which one is worse? And I'm happy to be here as long as the ceiling, you know, behaves.
You can move into Colby and Ice Building. We could be neighbors.
There's no vacancy, I don't think.
That's true. People are sat in our building too.
Well, yeah, that means that's a good thing. If you move into a building and people are constantly moving out, you have to ask yourself, why is that?
Very true.
You know?
Very true.
What's going on there?
We also need to go to the new restaurant in our building.
Yeah, I still have not been there.
Mm.
Got to experience it.
Also, there's another new spot on our street that whenever I walk by late at night, it's like popping in there.
Which
I feel
one?
Like I need to go. It's a French wine bar, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
Interesting.
I love a wine bar.
Me too.
We should open a wine bar.
I would do it. I know nothing about wine. It. I've really gotten accustomed to wine, though, in my elderly age.
I love a wine bar.
I used to hate wine, and now I feel like I actually enjoy it.
I love wine.
My favorite
wine.
Spots are, like, the all-day cafe turned wine bar.
I love a wine bar. I love wine, but wine doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, you get hungover?
My head hurts. It hurts. Hmm. But I think it's just truly, like, the quantity that I drink, probably, that is.
It's all hit or miss for me, but organic wine has, I think, less sugar or something that it doesn't make you as hungover.
It's probably the sugar.
Also, like, heavier wines. Like, I feel like a cab, isn't that have more sugar in it when it's heavier?
It's full-bodied.
Full-bodied?
You're the wine connoisseur, not me.
I don't like a full-bodied.
You know,
I like a skinny body. I like a really skinny, light.
You like a lanky wine?
I like a lanky wine.
You like a lanky wine?
I like a lanky wine. I like it to be clear.
Okay.
But not, what's the word? What's the funky one? Not homemade? What do they call it?
Moonshine?
No.
I don't know what words you're looking for.
It's natural.
You don't like natural wine?
No.
Huh.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I don't love natural
I feel like
wine.
All the girlies love natural wine.
No, I went on a date with that guy, John, a few weeks ago. We went to... what's it called? What's the place in West Village?
Il Buco?
No. The really hard one to get a reservation at.
Oh.
Yeah, not to flex or anything.
Isodi.
We went to Isodi. And this guy is like a big wine. He actually is a sommelier. Like he has a certification.
A sommelier?
How do you pronounce it?
Sommelier.
Sommelier, sure.
He's a sommelier.
He's a sommelier.
The way you said that.
Sommelier. You should honestly title the episode Sommelier. Be kind of funny.
Smelly A. People are gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
Smelly dash A.
Smelly Adam.
Smelly A. You guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work, and when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high-quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout.
Anyways, he's a sommelier.
He's a sommelier.
And I was like, okay, this is what I want. Like, I want like a really light red wine. Like, I don't like a full body. Like, I like something that's like super, super, super light. And he orders this wine and it comes out and he's like, what the hell? I'm like pretty sure it's natural wine. It's like the lightest wine I've ever seen, and it is like it ends up being a natural wine, and we hated it. It was so bad, but we had to drink the entire thing because we obviously had the bottle.
What makes it a natural wine?
I actually
wine comes from grapes, so isn't that as natural as it gets?
I don't know.
Someone, sommeliers, drop a comment.
Drop a comment. Tell us what makes a natural wine a natural wine.
Educate us. I know I have a computer right here. I could Google it, but you know what? I would prefer hearing it from you.
But like natural wines almost taste like carbonated.
Interesting.
I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, but whatever. That's the last natural wine I had. Long story short, was at that restaurant, and I was like, ugh, it's horrible.
Was that the last time you've seen John?
Yeah, it was the last time I saw John.
Will you be seeing John again?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm taking it easy.
I know you're like, take it easy. Overcoming an illness, so that makes sense.
Yeah. But also just like my life is so, you know, I like my life how the way it is right now. You know?
Okay.
So I'll continue to see John, but maybe I'll also continue to see Jack and Jill.
Jill. How exciting.
I might switch it up. You never know. Maybe I'll try girls again. It could be fine.
Who knows what your 30s will bring.
Exactly, yeah. Guys. Like, I could end up switching teams again.
Oh my God.
Wow. I will be so offended.
I mean, they always say, like, you're just supposed to reinvent yourself over and over again in your life and just, you know.
I think, like, why not try it again?
You know? Why not try it again? If at first you don't succeed.
It didn't work for me in my teens.
Try again.
Teens were 10 years ago.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. You heard that?
Kobe, what would you do if I told you one night a girl's coming over?
I would literally be so upset that somebody else made you switch teams.
No, you literally, they'd come into the apartment and you'd be like, hey girl, do you know where you are?
I'd be like, I think you are at the wrong address.
I think you're lost. He's gay. Colby would take on her persona from Katie's birthday party.
I would. I'd be like, just so you know.
Jappy's gay.
In case you weren't aware, I have some breaking news for you. Oh my
goodness.
The thought of that is giving Adam an asthma.
The thought of girls is just, it's giving me an asthma attack.
An asthma.
My You're body's allergic. Like, stop. Stop.
Okay, well, so we might be seeing John again. We might not be.
I think we will probably see John again. I mean, we've been like talking for sure.
Okay.
But what's his face? The doctor also has reentered the chat. Did we used to call him the doctor? The surgeon? I don't know what we used to call him.
Could you remind me? Like, just give me a one-liner.
He's the guy who I think I went on like 9 dates with him, basically. And then he ghosted me after texting me that he saw a future with me.
right.
How could we forget?
Yeah.
The trauma.
So what is he doing? He's talking to you again?
Yes.
I don't like him. I'm just going to say it.
I will say, that was 2 years ago.
9 dates?
Yeah, 9. It was a lot.
And then he's like, see ya.
But he literally texts me and I was like, where's this going? And he was like, see a future with you, blah, 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 all this stuff. But he was like half in the closet, if you remember. So
right. Okay. I guess. Okay. That was a key detail. So I think
he
had some
stuff going on. And then also he was a resident. So his schedule was like kind of a disaster.
Right.
So I think there were like a lot of external factors. So I don't really blame him.
Okay. You know? So people can change.
Although it was weird the way that he ghosted me after like, I'm not even getting like the last text messages I have with him are literally him being like, telling me about how he sees the future with me and then ghosting me.
So fucking bizarre. Also, so well, those are the kinds of things you like, you maybe can decide to forgive, but you can never forget.
I just think it's weird. Like, it's not like something that offends me to this day. I'm just like, what the heck was going through your head, dude?
Strange. Yeah. It's a strange happening for sure.
But it was also like in response to me basically being like, this has been very sporadic. Yeah. And what's going on? And me just being like, what's the deal?
You were trying to figure things out. And then
And then he was like, oh, I like see this going somewhere XYZ. And he was like, there are some other things that are like above this, aka like him and I. But just so you know, like I like you and, you know, want to keep seeing you or whatever. And then he goes to me. So it was very weird.
Freaky behavior. Delivery.
It's just strange to be like, I like you, I want to keep seeing you, and then ghost.
Oh, I called him Hillstone. He was the original Hillstone.
The OG Hillstone.
He
back
was
in the chat.
The original Hillstone that cursed Hillstone for me.
Well, don't worry, you're still going there.
I'm still going.
Still going on dates there.
I'm still bringing dates there.
Don't worry.
Yeah, sure he hasn't axed it off your list.
I would never. And what does he use to get back into my good graces? Is on Hinge. He likes me on Hinge. And the comment was like something replying to something I have about food, I think. And he was like, somebody get this man a French dip or something like that. AKA yes. the Hillstone French dip, which is what he and I had on our first date. And yeah. Then we had some back and forth, and then he asked me on a date this week. So
I'm skeptical.
Same.
Has but he like, followed up?
Yeah, he followed up.
But you're barking.
But, so. You know, I'm barking like a chihuahua, so.
So he's going to have to wait.
But also there are randomly like all these gays that are just falling into my lap recently. Like I was supposed to go to Barry's on Sunday with this other guy.
Okay.
That I met when I went out with all the gays last weekend, like the weekend before.
Okay.
And then I met this other gay the weekend before that. And he and I have also been talking a lot. But the interesting thing now that I've been being exposed to like a lot more gays is there's always this like underlying, are we friends or are we going to be? Like, or it's more like, are we going to be friends or are we going to hook up? Is kind of like the two directions.
You're at a fork in the road.
You're always at a fork. With every single gay, you were at a fork of, are we going to hook up or are we going to be friends?
Always at a fork.
You know? And so you need kind of something to like define that.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell if somebody's flirting with you or if it's just like friendly banter, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I'm somebody who like with you guys, I feel like I talk to you guys the same way that I would talk to like somebody I would be flirting with kind of. Like, that's just the way I
speak, are you make flirting jokes. With me?
Maybe.
Adam.
I told you I'm switching teams soon.
Jill.
He's testing the waters with Jill, whoever she may be.
With Jill, my girl.
You trying to tell us something?
Me and Jill. But yeah, so it's interesting now that I've been hanging with the gays more.
You could be in a throuple. I've been seeing a lot of discourse on TikTok about like people being in throuples and it actually like working for them. Like being in like a girl and a guy are together,
mm-hmm.
and then like a girl or guy insert like enters that throuple and hooks up with both of them.
Interesting.
And like they love each other. It's really interesting. I
couldn't. And that's like multiple relationships.
It's like a threesome all the time. Like
yeah,
but like not just sexually, like emotionally as well.
Oh,
it's very interesting. Huh. I feel like I don't know if it's like I don't
polygamy.
Think, I don't. Yeah, I guess you're right. Sister wives.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how I just, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but my algorithm knows I'm intrigued, so they keep giving me more.
Different strokes.
Different strokes. As long as people are happy and safe, I mean, I guess.
Your TikTok is feeding you throuples. What has mine been feeding me lately? I've been honestly going into like deep TikTok holes.
Yeah.
What have I been sending you recently?
I don't even
know. Oh my God. I saw literally the funniest TikTok the other day. I I could not breathe because I was laughing so hard. Well, both because I was laughing so hard and also because I am deathly ill. But it was this TikTok of this woman eating this like boiled egg. Like it was this boiled egg prank. Ew. I also hate pranks. Like I really think pranks are the worst thing ever. And every time, sometimes I see a prank and I'm like, this literally was not funny and like is so rude. But this is a prank. And I think that their entire page is dedicated to like pranking their mom, basically.
How does she not see it coming?
Well, they were all doing this egg challenge where they were supposed to like eat an egg, and I guess one of the eggs they overboiled.
Oh no.
Which makes it explode.
Oh my god, and they gave it to their mom.
And so
oh.
But I'm convinced like they were all in on it and they told the mom like in advance, because then I went to the rest of the page and it's like all these types of pranks.
Okay, so they're pranking us.
So it's like the mom obviously knows
the mom is in on it. Okay, that makes me feel better. And they're probably getting
it. And the mom is just like a smooth talker.
They're monetizing.
Like, she comes back with insults really well, so it's just very funny. And she eats this egg, and like the second it touches her mouth, it explodes like a bomb.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Oh,
she was losing her mind, and the things that she says are so funny. Like everybody needs to watch this TikTok.
I don't think I can watch that. I pranks think I like bug me. My appetite.
I saw this comment on
no,
a video.
It's not bad. I promise.
And it said that if a prank lasts longer than like 3 minutes, it's not a prank. It's like bullying. It's like harassing. Because I think that was in response to
the turkey
the
trot.
Turkey trot.
Oh, that one was horrible.
Well, the turkey trot prank.
I keep getting videos about people talking about the turkey trot prank and just scrolling past them because I don't even know what it is.
So TLDR, you know how some families are like a turkey trot family or they're not?
Right.
This guy is dating this girl. She's coming home with him for the first time. And the family told her like months ago, we're training for this turkey trot that we do every year. And so she presumably has been training, like got a whole cute outfit for the turkey trot.
Yeah.
They're taking like a group photo and they have like the phone propped up to film video. And they're like, surprise, we don't actually do a turkey trot. It's a prank. And the girl, like her face, and they posted the video thinking, oh, this is so funny. We pranked this girl. And she looks devastated. Like, oh my God, months of my life I've been probably, you know, training. She's been preparing. She wanted to make a good impression with the family. And then they tell her, like, the turkey trot is not a thing. They did that to, like, make fun of her.
That's so mean. Which like, I literally would have been like, okay, I'm going to go do it.
And you know what? I was doing
I'll see you at the finish line.
I was doing some thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah, if like that sort of prank, that's like a long haul prank when, like, they tell her months in advance.
Yeah, that's mean.
But I did... On the other side, I've seen people do like the Thanksgiving, the Pledge of Allegiance prank. Like it's like we're all sitting down at Thanksgiving dinner and we have this, this like our family, we always say, or like especially with foreign people, they'll have like the foreign, like the Irish like boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And that's like oh, in America, we do the Pledge of Allegiance before we eat dinner, or like our family. And they film the reaction of like the unsuspecting boyfriend. And it's like funny because that's like a short prank. It lasts like 2 minutes. It's mm-hmm. funny. It doesn't hurt anyone's feelings. But like the turkey trot, like that broke my heart.
Yeah, that one was sad.
That's so sad.
And maybe we're reading too much into it.
I literally would be like, okay, do you guys have poster boards? Because you should probably make me a sign because I'm going to go run it anyway by myself because I trained for this.
The comments that were literally like about her probably training for it or like buying a new pair of Hokas, like her Hokas looked new.
No, she had a whole brand new running outfit on. Like
I literally would go do the race, like make my own race.
And them saying she probably told her coworkers. I was like
oh yeah, I'm training for a turkey trot. Like
my
she
heart
just,
was broken.
She seems so pure. I'm like,
yeah, well, so then the latest video that I God said that it was like a 6 mile race, and I guess people have been like, you really don't need to train to run 6 miles or something. But this person saying,
I would need to train to run 2 miles,
right? That's what this person who was an actual doctor, she was like, I have a degree in this, like work in the field, so if anybody has a higher degree than me, fine, you can argue with me, but anybody else in the comments who thinks that they're qualified to speak on this topic, like hush. And she was like, your body is not built to just go out and run 6 miles. Like anybody would need to do some form of training, or even if it was mile training, to get up and run 6 miles.
Yeah.
And like not walk it,
especially if you like literally running is not your thing,
right?
And you've like the last time I ran was maybe the mile run in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding. Like ran like over a mile, mm-hmm. or a mile or over. Like I'm not a runner, I'm a walker. Big walker.
Big walker.
So right. I would have to train. Yeah. But it's just crazy that like no one forced you to post this video. They really thought they did something like posting that. I think it was like the sister.
Yeah.
Like posted the video and was like, mm-hmm. look at this prank. I wonder if the girl, like, I wonder if now, because I don't think they expected to make such a big splash with this video, like going viral and people like talking about it.
Like reaction videos.
Like, I wonder if they're like how they're doing. Like, not so much the family, but like, I wonder how, if the girlfriends, maybe she saw the light and she's like, this family is nuts. I got to get out of here.
I wonder. Well, because was the boyfriend in on it too?
Yeah, they were all in on it.
Oh, that's so sad.
If Jack's family did that, I would be like, well, first of all, I'd be like, maybe I'm overreacting.
Yeah.
But then if the internet all had my side or like was on my side, I'd be like, fuck, I'm out of here.
I have to dump this guy.
Literally. Oh my God.
I think it seemed like they were like engaged though. Or
oh really?
Or yeah. I think it was like something.
They oh my were God. Very serious. Of course I was like, it's her first Thanksgiving with them. Like maybe it wasn't. I don't know all the
maybe,
details.
Maybe it was. You're right.
Do your own research. But it was giving the vibes of like, this is like, we are a turkey trot every year family, and she didn't know that prior.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe, like, it is the first Thanksgiving.
Right.
Well, maybe he went home with her for Thanksgiving the year before or something.
True. Maybe it's year two.
Yeah.
Maybe now she's rethinking her whole past 2 years.
It was sad, though.
No, sure. Very sad. I was so... Of course, I saw all the reaction videos before I saw the actual video, but then I went and found the actual video.
Yeah. Well... In other news, I sent you guys the exploding egg, so now you'll have it top of your inbox to watch.
Oh, thank God.
I feel like it's not going to be you guys' type of content, though. Like
it's,
this,
I know it's not. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I don't like pranks.
Colby never watches any of the videos that I sent
her.
Yes,
I do. Well, a lot of times they're things that I've seen already, though, so I don't need to open it. Like the thing with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, yeah. Like I saw that already.
Okay. Colby was supposed to go to this event on Monday night, and then what is the TikTok that pops up on my feed last night that Colby didn't end up going to the event? And she was like, oh, it's supposed to be at this place, whatever. And then last night I'm like scrolling through TikTok, and then it's like Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson singing XYZ at Old Maid's Pub. And I was like, Colby, this is fucked. This is like the event you're supposed to go to.
Yeah. And I was like, but Colby thank God I didn't force myself to go out on a Monday night to see the two of them sing Sweet Caroline.
See, I had the complete opposite reaction. I was like, God damn, like I wish I was invited. I wanted to go.
I've never actually been to Old Maid still.
I haven't
either. That's wild.
I want to go.
The one time I was supposed to go, I was supposed to meet Colby and her mans there, and I get there and there's a line literally wrapped around 14 blocks. Yeah. I turned around immediately.
I went there like 2 Sundays ago.
Colby runs
and
that
I
place.
And I ate there and it was good, actually.
Is it Australian?
Yeah. It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 3 floors. But always so packed.
No, you know, like Five Eyes is the spot now. Like,
according to you, it's always been.
Well, it has always been. And then
it's always been an elite neighborhood.
Of course,
neighborhood.
I leave. And then all of a sudden, people are like, oh, yeah, wait, Five Eyes is an elite neighborhood. And now I'm getting all these TikToks that are like, wow, yeah, Five Eyes is a really elite neighborhood. Like, for all the people who hate Five Eyes, like, don't tell them how great it is here. And then they're talking about how great it is. And I'm like, I've been knowing this for 7 years.
You guys are finally catching up.
Ugh, it makes me
what annoyed. Else is there now?
Well, I don't know the answer.
He would need to study.
They just opened a Barry's, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The second I left, they opened a Barry's on Wall Street, which is fucked up. I'm pissed off about that. What else? I don't know. I heard there's just, like, a lot of going out places down there. And also, I think a lot of people go to Old Maid, so, like, they think that's, like, a big spot that people are going out to.
But you have always been a hater of the Seaport, and that's in the Seaport.
No. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Well, no, I haven't been a hater of the Seaport. I've been a bigger fan of my side of Five Eye.
Yeah.
Because I love the West Side Highway. So that was, you know, and now I never go to the West Side Highway because Colby and I just live too far from it now.
You'll go back in the summer.
Colby still goes.
You'll go back in the summer. You will.
I hope so.
You will.
I miss
you'll
it.
Be back someday.
I'm picturing like a Hannah Montana song in the background.
You'll always find your way back home.
Yeah. It's literally me with the West Side
Did
Highway.
You see Miley Cyrus is engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
So happy for her.
Her rock star boyfriend.
Oh.
Isn't he a rock star?
She is like
I might
such
even
a queen.
Be a rock star.
I might even be a...
Okay, this is a TikTok I sent Colby the other day. Had you already seen that one?
I don't know. Oh, the mashup?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good.
It was a, Thank you. It was a Hannah Montana mashup and I heard it and I was like...
Obviously don't get the EDM TikToks because I thought your EDM song was yodeling.
That's
the fair. One that turned out to be AI, of course.
No.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's AI.
It's the one that turned out to be AI.
Yes. Wait. Run. That song is AI?
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
It is. Isn't that insane? Of course.
They tricked everybody, and then they re-released a version with the girl actually singing. And
yeah.
It's so bad. Or not. Yeah, it was so bad.
It's not bad. It's just not the OG.
Yeah.
So your ears are like, oh, that's different.
Basically, they
I'm so unplugged. I don't know anything that goes on TikTok.
Colby is never on her phone, and she's just never online.
Colby's so present in the moment.
Colby doesn't even need a brick.
Yep.
She doesn't even need
it. No, I actually do. I've like gotten so deep in TikTok holes lately.
I'll get you a brick for Christmas.
I think I need one. I actually am getting all the ads for them constantly.
I mean, it's so worth it. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I might need to explore that because I have been abiding by my time limits so recently. Like, I have actually been abiding by the time limits on my phone, which I'm proud of.
Good.
Proud of myself.
Should we?
Yes, we should.
Answer a message.
We shall.
A question.
Katie said you guys have been really cranking the messages into our inbox. You guys.
And we're behind. So we're drowning in emails now.
Perfect.
So thank you for sending.
We have lots to talk about.
We're going to carve our way out of the hole that we're in.
Out of the inbox.
Yes, we're going to carve our way out of there.
Let's carve.
But this one said time sensitive in the subject line. So I feel as though we should get to it. Okay. Dear Katie, Colby, and Adam. I'm writing in with a time-sensitive dating question. I matched with a guy on a dating app about 3 weeks ago. He asked for my number, picked a bar, and we went on a first date. We bar hopped for almost 5 hours, Colby style, and I had a really good time. He drove me home, and we had a fun little car makeout. I'm the girl who sent in a hopelessly not in love advice segment question a few weeks ago, so this was pretty huge for me. This was probably the best first date I've had in well over a year. I didn't hear from him after, so the next day I let him know I had a great time and would be interested in round two. He agreed, and we planned a second date together. Date two was also great, also 5 hours, and I went home with him. This date was the Monday before Thanksgiving, and I decided that he had to text me first to plan the next date. Good call. Ball's in his court.
Mm-hmm.
FYI, he seems to be a really bad texter generally, so I had low hopes. Now it's the Monday after Thanksgiving, and I still haven't heard from him. The holidays make me feel like I could give him some extra time because we were all away, but now I'm getting antsy. Do I stay strong and wait for him to text me about a third date, or do I text him? I'm getting super mixed opinions from my friends. What do the girls and Adam think? Thanks a million. I'm not going to say her name.
I know what Colby's answer is going to be.
What's Colby's answer going to be?
Don't text him.
Well, I feel like it just depends what she wants. Like, if she just wants to see him again, I feel like she could text him and be like, hey, how was your Thanksgiving? Like, just open the door and then see, like,
what he says.
Yeah. And then if he's like, oh, yeah, I'm back. Like, what's your week look like? Whatever. But, yeah, otherwise I would continue to wait it out. But also, I don't know. If you really want to see him again, I feel like there's no harm in texting him.
He'd be dead to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Come on. I already had to prompt you for date two.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exactly.
If he had texted her for date two.
And you went home with him too on the second date, which like then I feel like I always get in my head anyway. So I would just be like scared.
I'd be like, all right, on to the next. Yeah. Like you clearly don't. Like the effort is hot. Effort is easy when it comes to texting. It's
and
literally
it's like you should want to see me again.
Hello? You should be so excited to text me and ask me how my Thanksgiving is. Like, no, honestly, fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd write him off too.
Like you've given him a full week.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like if anything, people like do go on Hinge and text and stuff over Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like there is some downtime.
Yeah, there's no excuse for him.
But that's what I kind of mean. Like, if she... it's like low stakes and she like just wants to see him again, I feel like she can text him. But like if she is more emotionally invested in it, I would hold out.
Yeah, like if you just like want to maybe like smooch again,
yeah,
then sure. But like I think if you want this to go somewhere, like this guy doesn't seem emotionally cut out for
it. Well, also it seems like she really likes him as well, so like I think that would only exacerbate her like liking him too much, and only for him to disappoint her. So I'm in the camp of don't text him.
Yeah, but I understand like why you would want
I would just take that as a sign of how he is feeling about things, you know.
Yeah, like
something to do with you. Like
you shouldn't have to like. It shouldn't feel like a force.
Yeah.
To go on another date, like you know, like you're holding a gun to his head, like, right. Which you've done nothing wrong in this situation. It's just it sounds like a him problem.
Fully agree.
And it usually is.
He's yeah. probably a freak. So
yeah,
they all end up being freaks. So just find solace in that.
The freak show.
Yeah.
It's a freak show out
the
there.
Freak of the week.
You guys just got to watch Sex in the City, the Sex in the City episode called The Freak Show.
The Freak Show?
Oh. I think it's called The Freak Show.
I literally have never watched Sex in the City in its entirety.
I think
I've only seen like the random episodes on E! When they would play.
Same, but I feel like there are a lot of people in an era of rewatching Sex in the City.
Yeah, maybe that's our winter hibernation show.
Yeah, maybe we should watch
it. It is so relevant even now.
Really?
I think you should definitely watch it, but you should start. I mean, some people will disagree with this. I feel like you should start in season two, because I feel like season two is the best season.
I feel like I got to start with one.
Yeah, we got to start from the beginning.
Okay, well, you might lose interest.
Oh.
Is one so bad?
No. I just feel like they were working out the kinks for like the first like four episodes.
Adam and I watched the Thanksgiving episode of Gossip Girl the other night, and now I like just want to keep watching that.
That's my comfort show.
So good. When the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do.
Paul, I think that's what we're going to leave you with tonight.
You're welcome.
Jason Derulo.
Remember when I used to sing on the pod all the time and people were leaving me hate comments?
Yeah. But you know what? We just gave you that gorgeous performance for free.
You're welcome.
We sure did.
You don't have to pay a dollar to listen to this podcast.
Katie, honestly, when you were just singing, I was thinking in my head, I was like, Katie's got some bars. Like, not
really?
Bad. Yeah.
Shut up.
You should pursue.
Do you ever think to yourself...
That could be your 30s
peak. Do you ever think to yourself, like, that maybe I have a talent that like I
that's
just don't
know.
I remember that TikTok trend,
like
that I was like
know.
Seeing if I have a talent before I show up to work, and it would be people just like singing or like doing something.
But you know that there's like someone who is just as good of a singer as like Adele out there, who's like an accountant and just like has never spread their wings, and you know they could be Adele.
That's fair.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's where we'll leave you guys. It's been fun. Love ya. So I'm about to go.
Bye.
Oh, no, Adam. No.
It's time to re-up on the inhaler.
See ya. Bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Guys, you didn't harmonize with me.
Bye.
Bye.
So
that was abrupt. I really do need to re-up my nailer though.